Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm going to say something now that some may take as a hot take, and I don't really care because I know that I'm right.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Everybody is falling all over themselves to credit Jerry Jones. Look how he rebuilt this defense. Let me tell you more on something. This would be like if I burned down a house to ashes and then rebuilt it. And you said, whoa, great job rebuilding the house. Why are you giving me credit for rebuilding what I burnt down? The Las Vegas Raiders need to fire Pete Carroll. Full stop. Pete Carroll's the coach. They're not respectable. They failed. And it's time to move on.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry. Phenomenal Football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, our incredible crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube, on Twitch, on radio stations nationwide. We are in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. You know, I had just been stunting on everybody, if I'm being totally honest. You know, I can do that for like a solid 20 seconds pretty easily. But why do I have to do that every day? Who am I here to impress? You're already here. You're watching the show. You're listening to the show. Do you guys want me to try and do 25 seconds right now? Does anyone want me? Should I try and do that or what? What do you think, members of the crew? Bill says 30 seconds. 30 might be pushing it a little bit. All right. So for people that obviously, no one can see this, even if you're watching the show. In the bottom left-hand corner of my screen is a clock. I use this clock to tell time. And then you know like how much time's left in a segment, etc. So I am going to, at 50 past here, 50 seconds past, I will attempt to take this until 20 in the next minute. Oh, I didn't breathe enough. They're right. Let's get to the show. Kind of embarrassed myself. Feel like my wife would be unhappy. What else is new? You know, just to say this as well. Having these moments now where my daughter, love her. She's obsessed with my wife. Mommy, 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 mommy. I'll like pick her up for a second. My wife like rounds the corner to go get something. Mommy, 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 mommy. So I walk into my daughter's room this morning and my wife's in there with my daughter first. And she's like, she does like a morning video when she wakes up. And my daughter looks at me and sees me and just starts going, no, no. It's not very nice. I think I'm already an embarrassment to my daughter. I think she loves me. She just likes my wife way more. The show presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we have got injury news everywhere on a Friday in the National Football League. We have updates on Joe Burrow, updates on Aaron Rodgers, and all three Bears starting linebackers. Spoiler alert, they're all not playing. How does it impact the market for Steelers Bears? What about the Bengals and the Patriots? We will get to it coming up later this hour here on the show. We will break down the weekend to come in hoops, both NBA and college. A little Purdue Texas Tech action tonight in the Baja Mar Championship. Can't wait for that. And man, we've got a banger tonight in the association. Rockets and the Nuggets. I think there's a chance. These are the second and third best teams in the NBA behind the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm going to tell you how I'm handicapping the game tonight and which team I like better long term next hour here on the show and in the Power Hour, the final hour. All our football bets coming up for the weekend. That will be the college football slate and every single glorious game on Week 12 NFL Sunday. We will take your social submissions as well. You can tweet at You Better You Bet, at the Costos, at Bill T. Zimmerman, if that tickles your fancy. Type it in the YouTube chat. Type it in the Twitch chat. What is your best bet coming up this football weekend? Could be college, could be the NFL. What is your best bet for the football weekend? Let us know. Bill Zimmerman will read the best replies at the end of the show, and Mike Brown will put your name in lights. But we officially begin. Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet with the Femi Bowl. Femi absolutely smashed this game last night to such an insane degree. Like, it wasn't enough for Femi to take the Texans plus the points. It wasn't enough for Femi to bet the Texans on the money line. No, he had to take it a step further. Femi also bet last night, before the game, the Texans to win the AFC South. He absolutely smashed it. And we'll get to like how this is going to go coming up for the Texans moving forward this season. But for one night, Femi absolutely crushed it. And meanwhile, you've got me sweating this Jaden Higgins prop like it's Game 7 of the World Series. I was tilting my effing face off in the first half as Davis Mills, like 15 targets, one catch, 10 scoreless yards. He did score and went over the yardage prop, so that made it a good prop night despite Tyrell Shaver's goose egg. And hey, the Philadelphia 76ers took care of business against the Milwaukee Bucks. But yes, I was wrong about the football game. I liked the Bills. They got, normally the expression I would use here is stuffed into a locker. But this was way, way more violent than that. This was like swirly, wedgy, and then just like a good old-fashioned ass-kicking. Like three guys, just like kicking him while he's down. And we'll start with the Houston Texans. And I want to start my thoughts on Houston by saying, you know, like we just passed Halloween. I'm not a big Halloween fan. I would say I like it more now that I'm an adult. And now that I have a kid, like it's, I feel like Halloween's going to be awesome. Like the kid dresses up, you go trick-or-treating, that's pretty fun. But I never cared for scary movies. Is it because they scare me? Yes. But it's also because, and I mean this, I think real life is scary enough. The stuff that happens on a day-to-day basis in life is way scarier than what you get in horror movies. So why do you even need to watch the horror movies? Just, like, turn on the news or log on to social media. It's basically a horror movie every single day on these hellscapes. Last night's game felt a little bit to me like a horror movie where Will Anderson, Mr. Anderson, Will Anderson is playing the part of, like, Jason Voorhees. And here's Danielle Hunter as Freddy Krueger. And no matter how many times you try and block them, no matter how many people they get to, no matter how many people in the movies get killed, no matter how many quarterbacks get sacked, no matter how many times Josh Allen goes down, here they are. Like Michael Myers, keeps on coming. All you need is the Halloween music in the background. This was an absolute beatdown. Like a violent beatdown of Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills by this Houston Texans defense. My God. The word that they kept using in the postgame, and like we know D'Amico Ryans loves to use this word, they kept mentioning it on the broadcast last night, Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit, was hunt. And the hunt was on. Like, I remember the short story that I read, I don't know, it was maybe like my freshman year of high school, I won't ever read The Most Dangerous Game, where like a guy washes up on a deserted island and some rich guy owns the island and the guy who owns the island gives the guy that washed on shore like a head start and he like hunts the guy to try and kill him. The Most Dangerous Game. Like, this felt like Josh Allen was in The Most Dangerous Game last night, being hunted and stalked by these two absolute monster defensive ends that are like aliens, especially Will Anderson. This defensive performance last night from the Houston Texans was, like, stirring. And I bet the Bills. And once it reaches the point where it's, Buffalo's probably not going to cover, I think you can kind of marvel at what this was with the physicality that they played with. Josh Allen sacked 8 times in this game. And that shot that he took, like a minute to play in the first quarter, where Will Anderson sacks him from behind, and he's laying there on the ground, like writhing in pain. I definitely thought he was going to be out for an extended period of time. This was like his Ben Roethlisberger moment, or like his Jalen Brunson moment. Brunson loves doing that every playoff game. Like, goes down, looks like he's been shot, and then he's up and he drops like 25 and 10 on everybody. Roethlisberger used to do it all the time. The fact that Josh Allen didn't fumble that ball should evoke memories for people of Super Bowl 25, when Jeff Hostetler didn't fumble the ball when being sacked by Bruce Smith in the end zone for a safety. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up, because you will watch that play and think, my God, how did Hostetler hold on to the ball? Because if he didn't, the Buffalo Bills would have won that game. And we probably wouldn't feel this way about the Bills, because they would have a Super Bowl championship in tow. That shot that Allen took, these hits that he took, were unreal. And Josh Allen's a tough son of a bitch. Took a licking and kept on ticking. Kept getting up. You want to give up? Or are you thirsty for more? And they almost pulled it out at the very end. But before we get to the Bills, just more on the Houston Texans and this defense. Because it's not just the defensive front. Here's Derek Stingley. Is he the best corner in football, not named Patrick Surtain? Like, probably yes, right? Here's Kamari Lassiter. And I think this is how we need to view the Texans and almost the Bills moving forward. Buffalo, and my mistake with the handicap was, Josh Allen just going to be Superman in this game. And like, the Texans defense is too good for that. And the Bills receivers can't separate. And Houston's able just to stick Stingley and Lassiter on their outside receivers. And they've got nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. Zilch. Bubkiss. Nada. Defensive player of the year odds. Myles Garrett is your favorite at minus 300. Micah Parsons is plus 525, which I think is very funny considering he has 8 sacks and Will Anderson has 10.5 after last night. Anderson's plus 650. That market feels to me, if this goes the way it's been going, that if Myles Garrett doesn't break the sack record, Will Anderson's going to win this award. Plus 650 right now at BetMGM. Al Shaair was tremendous in this game. Had the one like the James Cook long touchdown run at the beginning of the game where it looked like the Bills were going to romp. Reggie Gilliam, the fullback, absolutely pastes Azeez Alshire, and then he was terrific the rest of the game. Kalen Bullock with multiple turnovers, just a virtuoso performance by this Texans defense. And I think we've got to give, what a sentence this is going to be, I think we have to give Davis Mills his flowers. Now, C.J. Stroud's going to be back next week for the Texans. But while Stroud's been out with this concussion, the Texans are 3-0. So, like, we've all been there, I think, in this, what I'm about to say. But, like, I used to have this, right? You break up with your girlfriend. You kind of date someone for a little bit while you're broken up, but you still kind of like that other person. I'm not saying I'm the best human being of all time, just like I think we've all been there. And it really tides you over well. And then you get back with your ex at the end of it. That's Davis Mills. CJ Stroud goes down. You break up. Here's Davis Mills to give you a great 3 weeks. And then CJ Stroud's back. The best of both worlds. Great performance by Davis Mills to win 3 games in a row as the Texans' starting quarterback. And this Texans offense right now does have some juice to it. The offensive line's been not a ton better, but has been a little better, which is a massive improvement from, like, worst we've ever seen. Woody Marks is, like, a legitimate running back, but everyone runs on the Bills, so I don't want to put too much stock in that necessarily. But you're starting to see, and I talked about this at the start of the season, when you're conceptualizing things for the Houston Texans, right? How can the Texans be good if Nico Collins is their only good skill position player? You need the rookies to step up. And last night, Woody Marks has taken control of the backfield. Jalen Noel is involved, both in the return game and in the pass game. Christian Kirk did look a little spry to his credit. And Jaden Higgins is really starting to come on. And the Texans, all of a sudden, have become a pretty interesting team. Left for dead, and now very much alive at 6-5 in the AFC playoff picture. On the other side, I'm going to talk about the Texans' chances to make the playoff, the bet that I would make in that market, and then we will get to the very disappointing 7-4 Buffalo Bills.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mills to the end zone. Caught, touchdown. Higgins. Play fake. Pass wide open. Touchdown. Christian Kirk.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Mal Michaels with the call last night. I feel like we should play it again because everyone in the chat's reacting to it. I was, I'm reading this tweet. Jake, can you play it again? I was not paying attention, and I'll reveal why in a second. Can you please play the Mal Michaels clip again?
To the end zone, caught, touchdown, Higgins. Play fake, pass, wide open, touchdown. Christian Kirk pulls it in.
What's bad about that? Why is that bad? Jake, pop on here. Well, why is that bad? Like, okay, yeah, Jake, why is that bad, what Al said there? I thought it's a fine call.
No, I don't think it's bad. It's just like, just reads like a Magic Johnson tweet. Like, all right. Your big game for both teams. Thanks.
Yeah,
got it.
It's like, yeah, it's just like, listen, it's the play-by-play of the game. I actually, we've made fun of Al and like other play-by-play, and we credit a lot of them also. I actually think that one's okay. That's not too bad. This quote, you think of like low points in human civilization. I'm not joking. You think about like, what are some of the low points in the history of life? I think we might've hit it. Rock bottom. NFL media's Tom Pelissero tweets moments ago. Referee Adrian Hill, who left Thursday night's game, is believed to have avoided a major injury and his Achilles is intact, sources close to him tell the insiders. An accomplished aerospace engineer and an NFL official since 2010, Hill may miss some time, but a return this season has not been ruled out. Okay, like, I get the attempt to try and be cute here. Just tell me who's playing and not playing. Like, do you got anything on... Is Joe Burrow playing? Is Aaron Rodgers playing? I love when you do this, the ha-ha yuck-yuck game on the referee who looked like he blew his Achilles out last night. Like, what about those guys? You know, if they're playing, that'd be nice to know. It's okay. We'll just keep cracking jokes. No problem. Ha ha. Hilarious. Not a laughing matter last night for the Buffalo Bills offense as the Houston Texans absolutely truck them. 8 sacks of Josh Allen. The Texans are now 6-5. The schedule for Houston is fascinating coming up here down the stretch. So again, Houston 6-5. Here's the rest of their games. Next week, 10 days to prepare. CJ Stroud's going to be back per all reporting. At Indianapolis. Wow. Who's ready for that game next week? Can't wait for it. At Kansas City. So the next two games, we going to find out about the Texans. At Indy, at Kansas City, the next two games. Then, home Arizona. Home, and maybe Kyler's back for that game. Probably not, but maybe. Home Raiders. Oh my, I mean, poor Geno might have to retire before that game instead of facing this Texans defensive front behind that offensive line. At the Chargers, again, think about that Chargers offensive line against Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter. And home Colts. Let's say we want to give the Texans two wins for sure. Home Arizona, home Raiders. That gets them to 8. How many wins do you think you need to make the AFC playoffs this year? At least 10, right? Like at least 10 to make the AFC. Maybe 11, probably 10 for the 7 seed. That means that we got to find 2 more wins for the Texans. At Indy, at the Chiefs, at the Chargers, home Colts. I think they'll split with Indy. That's one. I think they'll lose to the Chiefs. And that Chargers game, we saw what they did to the Chargers last year in the playoffs. you can make a case that the Texans get in, that they could get to 10. Now, I think the thing that might prove to be their undoing here, their Waterloo, if you will, shout out to Napoleon Bonaparte and all the European history buffs out there, is I think they're going to lose to the Chiefs. And Kansas City would have the head-to-head tiebreaker. But I will admit, I left this team for dead. It's like, I know what you did last summer. Like, we ran that guy over, leave him for dead, and now he's back ready to kill us. A lot of horror movie references here. A little macabre here on a Friday. They could make it. They absolutely could. I'm not going to discount it. I think they're going to fall a little bit short here. But man, what a great bet by Femi to bet them to win the AFC South. I don't think they're going to win it. But plus 1,600 yesterday, now plus 900 today for the Houston Texans ahead of week 13 in the NFL at the Indianapolis Colts. So tremendous performance by the Texans. Great performance by the defense. Good enough from Davis Mills and the offense. Honestly, the thing that disappointed me the most last night in the Houston Texans was not the play on the field. Did anyone happen to see, because I usually like, I for whatever reason, I like always watch the Amazon postgame show. Not that I think it's like better than any other postgame show, just like the game ends and I just kind of like sit on the couch and like I'm reading stuff on my phone and I just have it on. And they showed the D'Amico Ryans postgame like giving out of the game balls. And I love that kind of stuff. And we've spent time this week talking about like how cool the Ben Johnson one is, right? Good, better, best, that and all that jazz. And now like that's blown up and like there are features about it online. Pretty cool. Did anyone see D'Amico Ryan's version of like what Ben Johnson does? Like the rah-rah locker room speech and let's give out the game balls. D'Amico might be a leader of men. And he was a badass linebacker at Alabama and for the Houston Texans in his NFL career. To me, that left a lot to be desired. Someone's got to show D'Amico, hey, buddy, here's how they do it in the big leagues. As Ben Johnson like nearly has an aneurysm giving a game ball to Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. That's the only thing the Texans failed at last night. Otherwise, A+, three straight wins, left for dead at 3-5, very much in the hunt at 6-5. You better you bet on this Friday. Okay. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. The most disappointing 7-4 team in the history of 7-4 teams. A team with wins this season against the Baltimore Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And a team with losses this season against the Atlanta Falcons, the Miami Dolphins, and the Davis Mills-led Houston Texans. I understand how well the Texans defense played in this game. And I do think, because I was talking with some people today about, I got a text from a couple people, do you think the Bills offense, does the Bills offensive line suck? No way. This to me is about the Texans defense being awesome. I don't care. It's an inexcusable loss for the Buffalo Bills. And this is not bet regret for me. This is not me making the case that I should have covered my bet. I shouldn't have. That's not what this is. But like, can we be honest about it? Buffalo should not have lost this game. Like, statistically outgained Houston everywhere on the box score. I know they did get a kickoff return touchdown, which helped, of course. 3 turnovers to 0 for the Texans. I don't know how they lost this game. And you could say, oh, well, what about the 8 sacks? Okay, also, they converted a 4th-and-27 on a hook and ladder on the final drive. That was mesmerizing. What a play call that was. And if not for a false start on a 4th-and-1 that pushed them back to a 4th-and-6 and Josh Allen gets picked on that play, maybe the Bills win this game and the conversation's entirely different today. To me, this is a total failure. And you can lump Josh Allen in too. But a total team failure by the Buffalo Bills, players and coaches. Joe Brady, the bloom's coming off the rose a little bit for Buffalo's offensive coordinator, where you call 34 passes for Josh Allen, and we're not even counting like the like all the sacks. 42 dropbacks for Josh Allen in this game. Meanwhile, James Cook runs 17 times for 116 yards. Where's the run game? Where is it? Like, that's supposed to be your identity. Where is it? And this will sound incongruent based on what I just said, but you have that 4th-and-1 towards the end of the game for Buffalo in Houston territory, and they run it right up the middle to James Cook. Where, like, okay, like, I think the Bills should be running the ball all the time, but when you have 4th-and-1, how is the ball not in the hands of your giraffe quarterback, who's, like, built like a howitzer? Miserable failure. Total failure. And then there's Sean McDermott. I think I respect the librarian glasses. He's probably reached a point in his life where it's like, hey, like, we lose in the playoffs every year. Like, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be here. Not, like, on this earth. Like, in, you know, in Western New York. I'm going to look like an old female librarian right now. Like, asking you for 50 cents because you returned the latest Hardy Boys novel, and I'm not talking Matt and Jeff 2 weeks late. I have been saying on this show for years, plural, and you know that if you're a P1 listener to the show. Can I make a confession? I don't know what P1 means, but I feel like I see people using it to like huge fans, like fans for a long time, whatever. To our big fans, you know that this is true, that I've been saying for years that the Bills need to move on from Sean McDermott. I got asked today on WFAN in New York on my weekly spot that I do on Fridays with BT and Sal, 12:40 p.m. Eastern for those interested, on the award-winning Odyssey app or 101.9 FM in the tri-state area. If the Bills fired Sean McDermott, would I want the Giants to interview him? And I said, absolutely. I think he's a good coach. Same thing with John Harbaugh. Just that. I think it's painfully obvious that these teams have reached the expiration point, the expiration date with the head coaches, as far as winning a Super Bowl goes. It's why I never pick the Bills. It's why I never pick the Ravens, and why I always chuckle, not that they can't win, but it's like, really? Like, Buffalo? Baltimore? With these guys? In this economy? No. And I have gotten... I get nasty. I get a lot of really nice messages, and I mean that. And thank you to everyone who sends them. I get a lot of nasty messages, man. And I enjoy those almost as much, because the haters, just like the lovers, pay my bills. And I appreciate all of you. And let me tell you something, man. I'm going to go on a couple kick-ass vacations next year in 2026, and the haters are helping fund them. Keep on sending me your hate. I love it. And I appreciate you sincerely. And I mean it. Some of the most venomous and most dripping with vitriol that I receive are the ones calling me various names. The only thing I don't like, don't make fun of my hair and don't say I have man boobs, because I have pecs and my hair is awesome. Otherwise, you can say whatever you want. I don't really care. People angry at me for suggesting that the Bills should fire Sean McDermott and the Ravens should fire John Harbaugh. Well, we can leave the Ravens alone for the second because they've won 4 straight games. Does anyone really want to disagree with me now on the McDermott point? Anyone? Bueller? Hear what I'm saying. Sean McDermott's a good coach. He would get another job. I would be okay with my team at least interviewing him. He took the Bills to the playoffs before Josh Allen was there with Tyrod Taylor. I think he's a good coach. Just that I don't think it's ever happening in Buffalo. And the Bills are going to go to the playoffs, obviously. But how can you trust this team if and when they get there? How can you trust them? They have zero juice on offense. None. And like the one juice thing, the one juice that they do have, juice player, roids, vaxxed, is Dalton Kincaid. And he's like a lumbering white tight end. Like, that's it. Think about how bad that is. So no receivers can separate. The offensive line crumbled last night under pressure from an amazing defense. Josh Allen's like scrambling, like doing figure eights on the field, like Fran Tarkenton taking sacks. And this defense gets run over by everybody, by everyone. This is like Oprah pointing. You can run for 4 yards per carry, and you can run for 5 yards per carry, and even you there in the back, the Houston Texans, we're going to make Woody Marks look like Arian Foster. Oh, yeah. You think the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl? Like, really? For as good as Josh Allen is, and he's magnificent, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Where do you, if you like them, where do you see it? Where is it coming from? Like, where's the optimism coming from with this team? And I've been saying this for a long time with the Buffalo Bills. Like, the fact that on the BetMGM Futures Board, Buffalo is the fourth choice, the same odds as the Lions. Come on. If the Lions played the Bills, they would run for 300 yards in the game. Stop it. Cross the Buffalo Bills off the list. They shouldn't even have been on the list to begin with. On the other side, all the news your little heart could handle and the line movements. NFL Week 12 on this Friday.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a great sport. Doing Thursdays. Incentive for every opponent, but there's incentive for every opponent, but I have enjoyed many a Sunday and Monday and doing Thursdays in that city. It's a great sports town, phenomenal sports fans, and great place to play. I mean, I'm not in Green Bay anymore. I feel like we can let bygones be bygones. Maybe I can, I guess.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
The voice of Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, officially designated as questionable on the final injury report. We will get into that. We will get into the Steelers-Bears game and the rest of the comings and goings around the National Football League injury situation in a moment. But we want to tell you about our show sponsor first, BetMGM. Because no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up your next parlay. Use today's Parlay Boost token to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. So I have the final Steelers injury report here for Friday. Darius Slay, questionable. Cam Hayward, questionable. Did get a limited practice in today. You'd like to have Cam Hayward available. Alex Highsmith, doubtful. Darius Slay, questionable. Not a great injury report here for Pittsburgh. All the players with designations are all really good players. And Aaron Rodgers did get a limited practice in today. Rodgers is listed as questionable. And for the Chicago Bears, you know their linebackers? They're all out. All of them. I found it curious that Brian Urlacher and Dick Butkus were on the list. Why did they feel the need to say that? Like Lance Briggs isn't playing either. All the Bears linebackers, all of them. Mike Singletary's out. Otis Wilson. They're all out. Ron Rivera, out. Not playing for the Chicago Bears on Sunday. All their linebackers, all of them, are out. Dick Butkus passed away. I think people can understand the joke that I'm telling there. He's a really famous Bears linebacker. So it makes for a really interesting game. Current side and total market at our show sponsor BetMGM, the Bears and the Steelers. It's a huge game for playoff positioning in both conferences, obviously. 7-3 Chicago, 6-4 Pittsburgh. The Bears, a juice 2.5-point home favorite. Total in the game is 46. I'd like to address what I believe to be, and I mean this in like a complimentary way, the delusional Chicago Bears fans. And I think that if, to be fair, if I were in your situation, I'm a Giants fan, but if I were in your situation, there's a chance I would feel the same way. Fandom makes you think stupid things all the time, right? Fan is short for fanatic. And we love it. I'm a fan. We're all sports fans, right? This idea that Bears fans, they want Aaron Rodgers to play so that they can beat Aaron Rodgers and root to 8-3 and root to a postseason berth. This would be like when you go, if you go to school and you get bullied every day and the bully takes your lunch money, pushes you, maybe makes fun of your ponytail, you know, bully stuff. And you had the option. Someone said to you, hey, would you like the bully to be at school today? Or would you like to enjoy a day without the bully? Chicago Bears fans right now are all saying, like, you know what? I'm going to assume the position here for the wedgie. I will assume the position for the swirly. I would like to face the bully. Why in God's name would any of you want this? With your three starting line, why would you want to see Aaron Rodgers, who's kicked your asses for decades? Why would you want that? When the alternative is Mason Rudolph, the decent backup quarterback. He ain't a first ballot Hall of Famer. He ain't Aaron Rodgers. I think Bears fans are nuts. You're crazy if you want to see Rodgers. And I understand that visions of Corey Wooten killing Brett Favre on the field, not literally. Maybe a lot of people in Mississippi wish maybe the answer, maybe they had. Of Corey Wooten destroying Brett Favre and ending Brett Favre's career in that Bears-Vikings game. Maybe they want that. Maybe you want it to end for Rodgers the same way. And just as an aside, I remember watching that game, that Bears-Vikings game, when Favre came back the next season in 10, and he took that hit. And I actually thought for a second, like, he's dead. Like Jim Ross, when Undertaker throws Mankind off the Hell in a Cell, and he goes, my God, he killed him! My God is my witness, he is broken in half! that was Brett Favre. I'm sure you would love for that to happen. Just like you should want Mason Rudolph. I've wanted to bet the Bears all week. I may get there. The linebackers being out feels problematic. Just, if you're the, why wouldn't you just run the ball down? So keep running the ball. Run it. Run it. Then here's play action. Here's Darnell Washington. Here's over the middle of the field. Like, this is going to be a problem. Maybe like the over in the game, honestly. Water gun to my head, who wins? I'll take Chicago. But a little more complicated now after all the injury pieces of information today. Just like if you're a Bears fan or you want to bet the Bears, just hope it's Mason Rudolph and his stupid, stupid, shiny nose. I think there are a lot of things that people could say about Mason Rudolph that are stupid. I don't know that I would say them, but just, you know, there is a segment of that audience. You better you bet on this Friday. Other pieces of injury news in the NFL. So we are not going to find out until like tomorrow at 4 o'clock if Joe Burrow is going to play for the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Bengals have until tomorrow at 4 to activate Joe Burrow to the roster. They are not going to activate him to be the backup quarterback. So we are going to know one way or another. Now, let's go back a few days. Remember what I said a few days ago. The betting market always knows first. So officially, like, you have notifications turned on your phone for the NFL insiders. Like, congratulations. You just found out that a referee didn't tear his Achilles. That's exactly the piece of news you wanted today. Tomorrow, when this gets announced, one way or the other, everyone will tweet it at the same time. And you're going to learn then whether or not Joe Burrow's going to play or not. But I, Nick Kostos, I already have the answer for you. He's not playing. How do I know that? Because the spread of the game is back up to 7. That's how I know. And look, so could something wild happen? Could he be activated? Could he start? Yeah, it could happen. Just feels like to me, if bettors thought Burrow were playing, the number wouldn't be 7, which it is. And remember yesterday when we were talking about it, the number was 6. Use the betting market is like the North Star. Use it to guide you. I don't know where the North Star is. I don't know my ass from my elbow directionally. I always think that straight ahead of me, because it's like in a video game, like North is straight ahead. Like, I feel like North is this way, straight ahead of me. But I have no idea if that's true or not. And then if I turn to my right, I feel like that's North. I hope I never get lost in any significant fashion. I wouldn't have made it, like, without GPSs. I used to have to print out directions on MapQuest because I didn't know where the hell I was going. Anywhere, ever. Moving on. So again, I'm not expecting Joe Burrow to play. So we're not going to get that that Patriots like -3.5, -4 that Rob Pizzola and us talked about yesterday on the show. The New York Football Giants earlier, just, you know, a sterling season for NFL insiders and beat reporters. Like, another wrong report. Multiple, and like, I respect these people. I'm not even going to say their names because it's not like a personal thing. Everyone, it feels like, is getting stuff wrong this year. We had multiple Giants reporters earlier in the week with tweeting like, Jackson Dart is expected to clear protocol this week. Like, you can't say things like that and then he doesn't clear. Like, you can't say he's expected to clear. You can say, like, there's optimism that he'll clear. Like, this is why language is important. Words are important. I have this conversation with my wife all the time. She thinks words aren't important. One guess as to how I feel. So Dart does not clear protocol. He's out. Jameis Winston will start for the Giants. The point spread immediately goes up from 10.5 to 12.5. Now, that's not, so if you're listening right and you're like, oh man, I missed the move on the Lions. No, you didn't. You're still good to bet Detroit if you want to bet Detroit. 10.5 to 12.5 is not a big move. Like, the game's probably not going to land 11 or 12. Like, you're good if you still want to bet Detroit. 10.5 and 12.5, like, not a huge difference between the numbers. But I think it's, you know, optimism in the Lions. And I certainly understand that. I agree with it. And I love the over in this game. The total is 50. The Detroit Lions on Sunday will look across the field and see the New York Football Giants defense and Shane Bozo, their defensive coordinator, on the sidelines. And this is going to feel Like, they went from playing Madden on all Madden, and now they're playing on rookie mode. NBA 2K on legendary to rookie. Sliders all the way down. It's tough to run the ball on the Eagles. The Giants? They might as well be wearing signs on their jerseys like, please run through us and around us. And that's going to set up the passing game. Lions are going to score. And then on the flip side, you have the patron saint of overs at quarterback in Jameis Winston, who is capable in any one game of throwing for 300 yards, 4 touchdowns, 4 picks, or all of the above. Love this over. And just on the Lions, who, you know, announced today, Dan Campbell announced today, that star tight end Sam Laporta is likely out for the season, had to undergo back surgery. That all happened like really quick with Laporta. IR out of nowhere, back surgery, like probably done for the year. It is a big loss for them. It is. But the Lions have enough weapons that I think they can make it work. And two names to monitor in the prop market both this weekend and moving forward. One is obvious, Jameson Williams. And the other, you want to own the libs? Bet on Isaac Tesla coming up on Sunday for the Lions against the Giants. Hour one done, hour two for you. Coming up on the other side, we start the hour. College football bets with our friend, Colin Wilson.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.